Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Sociology Study podcast on Marxism. I'm your tutor today, and over the next 10 minutes, we're going to explore one of the most important sociological perspectives you'll encounter in your OCR J204 exam.
Marxism is a structural conflict theory that sees society as fundamentally divided between two classes: the bourgeoisie, who own the means of production, and the proletariat, who sell their labor for wages. This isn't just abstract theory, it's a lens through which we can analyze family, education, crime, and social stratification. And here's the crucial bit for your exam. You need to be able to apply Marxist concepts to specific institutions using named sociologists like Zaretsky, Bowles, and Gintis and Bonger. Today, we'll break down the core concepts, show you how to apply them, and then tackle the exam techniques that will get you those top marks. Let's dive in.
Core concepts. 5 minutes. First, let's nail down the fundamental Marxist concepts. Karl Marx argued that society is built on an economic base, what he called the infrastructure. This is the means of production: factories, land, machinery, capital. Whoever controls these controls society. In capitalist societies, this is the bourgeoisie, the ruling class who own the means of production. Then we have the superstructure: all the institutions like family, education, religion, media, and law. Here's the key point for your exam. Marxists argue that the economic base shapes and controls the superstructure. So the family, for example, doesn't exist just because humans need love and care. It serves the interests of capitalism. Eli Zaretsky argued that the family reproduces the labor force by raising the next generation of workers, and it's a unit of consumption that buys products to keep capitalism going. That's a named example you can use in a 12-mark question. Now, the relationship between the bourgeoisie and proletariat is one of exploitation. Workers sell their labor for wages, but those wages are always less than the value of what they produce. The difference is surplus value, which the bourgeoisie pocket as profit. This creates class conflict, the fundamental struggle at the heart of capitalist society. But here's where it gets interesting for your exam. Why don't workers rise up and overthrow capitalism? Marx's answer is false class consciousness. The ruling class use the superstructure media, education, religion to spread ideologies that make inequality seem natural and inevitable. Workers don't realize they're being exploited because they've been taught to accept it. This is ideological control. Let's apply this to education. Bowles and Gintis studied American schools and developed the correspondence principle. They argued that schools don't just teach you math and English, they teach you to be obedient, punctual, and accept hierarchy. Why? Because that's exactly what capitalism needs: workers who won't question authority. Schools mirror the workplace, preparing students for their role in the capitalist system. Again, that's a named study. Use it! For crime, Willem Bonger argued that capitalism causes crime. The bourgeoisie commit white-collar crimes like fraud and tax evasion to maximize profit, but the legal system criminalizes the poor for survival crimes like theft. The law protects the interests of the ruling class. That's your Marxist perspective on crime and deviance. And for stratification, Marxists see class as the fundamental division in society. Unlike Weberians, who talk about status and party as well, Marxists focus purely on economic class. Do you own the means of production, or do you sell your labor? Everything else flows from that.
Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes.
Right, let's talk exam technique. OCR J204 has specific assessment objectives, and you need to hit them. AO1 is knowledge. That's your definitions, named sociologists and specific studies. AO2 is application, linking theory to the question. AO3 is evaluation, comparing Marxism to other perspectives. For 12-mark explain why questions, use PEEL: point, evidence, explanation, link. Make sure each paragraph has a named sociologist or study. Don't just say, "Marxists think education is unfair." Say, "Bowles and Gintis argued that the correspondence principle means schools mirror the workplace hierarchy." For 24-mark essays, you must evaluate. The easiest way is to contrast Marxism with functionalism. Functionalists see society as based on consensus and shared values. Marxists see conflict and exploitation. Set them against each other. You could also use feminism. Marxists focus on class, feminists focus on patriarchy. That's evaluation, and it gets you AO3 marks. Common mistakes? First, confusing class conflict with general disagreement. Marxist class conflict is specifically about the economic relationship between bourgeoisie and proletariat. Second, mixing up infrastructure and superstructure.
The economic base is the infrastructure. Institutions are the superstructure. Get that the right way round. Third, being vague. Examiners want precision. Means of production, false class consciousness, surplus value, exploitation. Use the terminology. Quick fire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Let's test your recall. Cover your notes and answer these. 1. What are the two classes in Marxist theory? Bourgeoisie and proletariat. 2. What's the difference between infrastructure and superstructure? Infrastructure is the economic base means of production. Superstructure is institutions like family and education. 3. Name the sociologist who studied the family and consumption. Eli Zaretsky. 4. What's the correspondence principle? Bowles and Gintis schools mirror workplace hierarchy to prepare obedient workers. 5. What's false class consciousness? When workers don't realize they're being exploited because of ideological control by the ruling class. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Okay, let's wrap up. Marxism is a structural conflict theory that sees society divided by class. The bourgeoisie own the means of production and exploit the proletariat. The economic base shapes the superstructure. Family, education, crime, and stratification all serve capitalism's interests. Key names: Zaretsky for family, Bowles and Gintis for education, Bonger for crime. In your exam, use P.E. Oil for 12-mark questions. Always include named sociologists and evaluate by contrasting with functionalism or feminism. Avoid vague language, be precise with terms like exploitation, surplus value, and false class consciousness. You've got this. Marxism might seem complex, but once you understand the core concepts and practice applying them, you'll be able to tackle any question the exam throws at you. Good luck with your revision, and remember, the examiners are looking for specific knowledge, clear application, and thoughtful evaluation. Deliver those, and you'll hit the top levels. Thanks for listening, and happy studying!